Next item on the agenda is Federal Highway Administration et al., 10-1448. Mr. Bacon, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
Federal Highway Administration et al., 10-1448, requests authorization to install riprap shoreline stabilization at multiple locations along the Potomac River at Jones Point Park and repair the failing wall in front of the Jones Point Park Lighthouse through the installation of sheet pile and riprap temporary displacing wetland vegetation along Hunting Creek in the city of Alexandria. The reason is in front of the commission today because the city of Alexandria does not have a wetlands board.
Can't we talk them into one?
I think Elizabeth tried many times. They just don't want to have one. The proposed project is located on the Potomac River and Hunting Creek in the city of Alexandria and is immediately adjacent to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. The original commission permitted the Woodrow Wilson Bridge in 1999, was issued in 2000, authorized multiple impacts related to the replacement of the bridge and associated interstate exchanges, which included improvements to Jones Park. The permit expired in June 27, 2010. The application has reapplied for a new permit in order to complete the portions of the project that were never completed. The park is owned by the National Park Service, and proposed improvements are mitigated commitments made by the Federal Highway Administration to the Park Service associated with the construction impacts from the bridge. I'll just go through some of the slides and the areas where it's at. We're talking about this area. Here's Alexandria. We're talking about this area right in here. This is the new Woodrow Wilson Bridge that goes across. The impacts are right in this area here and to the north of that. Here's a little closer view of it. Again, this is the majority. Here's where the lighthouse is and majority of the impacts here, and there is one impact up in here, and there's some up in that area. This is the aerial of it. Again, here is the lighthouse, and this is the new bridge here. Okay, this shows the picture of the lighthouse. And right here is the marker that was the marker put there in 1791 for the District of Columbia. And it's still there. I tried to get to it. I couldn't get to it, but that was, you know, besides the point. And here is where the riprap and shoreline stabilization needs to be put in. And then you go north along that point right there would be some more where the some more stabilization would be at that area. Again, here shows where there's some erosion in this area right in here and in here. And this is where the riprap would be placed next to the lighthouse. Here shows the lighthouse right here, and this is where the aquatic vegetation would be impacted right here. The impacts are temporary. The sheet piles will be driven below grades so that the wetlands will still be wetlands after they rebuild that wall in there, which contains the marker for the District of Columbia. In here, like I showed you on the overviews, are the area of erosion and where they're going to try to stabilize with riprap and backfill it. This is the picture of the front of it. This is the wetlands vegetation in front of here. Right here is where the marker is. If you look down that hole, is where the marker is. They're going to go ahead and redo this wall. They're going to use the stone that's already there. They're just going to take it apart and rebuild it. The sheet piles will be placed in front of it. And the grade, like I said, the sheet piles will be low grade, so then none of this is going to be affected. It'll be temporarily affected, but in the long run, all the vegetation will come back in that area. Just showing another picture of it. And this shows the cross section of it, and here's the sheet piles right in here. As you can see, it's below grade. The vegetation, we come back and put riprap here, and of course the riprap will flood through to keep that area wet anyhow. And then here's the area for riprap that if you go around that point, the lighthouse is here, you go around a point up in this area, this is where the riprap is going to be placed up in this area. And here's a cross-section of that. And then here are some pictures of the erosion and the stuff. And like I said, there's actually riprap in this area right in here. You can't see it, but that's where they're going to place riprap in there, and they're going to backfill this area in here. This is that area to the north. The riprap's going to be placed in here, and they're going to backfill this area. And here's the wall right here. That's going to stay in place. And there's, like I said, the riprap in this area runs along in here. And this is going to place the riprap there and backfill that also. So it's the same picture. Area of erosion. This last picture here, again, showing the lighthouse itself and the area that's going to be affected and the area to the left of that where the erosion and affection is going to be there. None of the other agencies are commented negatively towards the project. They're all positive towards the project. Any of their permits were either administratively changed or modified to go ahead and do it. So I'll go ahead and read the recommendation summary. The project as proposed should not significantly impact tidal wetlands since the installation of the riprap will stabilize erosion along the shoreline and continue to provide habitat. In addition, no vegetated tidal wetlands will be permanently impacted by this project. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in 282.1302 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as submitted.
Questions of Mr. Bacon by members of the commission? Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome, sir.
Is the applicant present or represented?
Linda Adams is here. She's the project engineer, environmental engineer.
Good morning, ma'am. Did you have anything you want to add or? Would you like to come up and be in support of it so you can be on the record? Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you can give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you. State your name for the record, please.
My name is Melinda Adams, and I'm the environmental coordinator for the Woodrow Wilson Bridge Project. My job on the project is to manage everything from erosion to tidal wetland impacts and everything in between. The project, we've gone through extensive, even limiting the amount and where exactly we're going to be doing shoreline stabilization. It was going to be a much more extensive stabilization, and we've really scaled it back to the most critical areas. There is archaeological resources that were discovered in these areas where we're going to be doing the shoreline stabilization. So, and that was the concern, being that it's a historic site involved in the park as a whole was a... it was used during World War I to build boats for the war effort. It had Native American artifacts have been found on the site. The lighthouse, obviously, is a historic. It was built back in the 1800s, I believe, as well as the wall is failing. And as you can see, the proximity to the shore, it's going to collapse. So I'm here in favor of the project, and we'll do everything in my power to make sure that we do what we say we're going to do.
Any questions of the applicant? Thank you, ma'am.
Just one.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Coleman.
That's okay. I didn't put up high enough. But was there any consideration to moving the lighthouse so there wouldn't have to be continued shoreline?
The historic nature of it, there is actually the structure is not significantly stable as it is. There was a large fire in it at some point in its past. If you open it up, there's not even a floor in there. It's just burnt cinders. And there's some discussion with the National Park Service to potentially restore the lighthouse at one day, but there was no consideration. I mean, it was hard enough. I mean, originally the archaeologist even wanted the wall to be, all the stones in the wall to be numbered and immediately replaced in the exact same locations. But that was just not viable because a lot of the stones are crumbling. We may not even be able to use all of them. So the moving the lighthouse, it's a fully wooden structure, was just not a consideration.
Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Anyone else here in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? If not, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve the project as submitted.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard, seconded by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously with Mr. Holland absent for the vote. Thank you. Thank you, Dan.